This goes to Amanda Lear, L-E-A-R-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914 regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Mills, M-I-L-L-S, date of birth 12/5/1932. Dear Ms. Lear, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Mills with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 19th of 2021. She has not taken any of the COVID-19 vaccinations. She's thinking about them, but still has not taken them, and she's still very hesitant to do so. She has been isolating herself and using masks whenever she goes into crowded locations. So she's trying to be very careful. But she has had very serious reactions to many vaccinations, so she's scared to take the COVID-19 vaccine. She has felt well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Her weight is unchanged, no edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She does have the chronically dry mouth due to Sjogren's syndrome and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight L-Dactone 25 milligram daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. She's also on Plaquenil 200 milligram twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, the only vital sign the patient could get today was her weight. It is 160, it's 160 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.5, which is stable. That is estimated GFR of 33, albumin 4.3, calcium 9.5, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus is 3.9, urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio slightly elevated at 41. Hemoglobin 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level. Microscopic albuminuria and hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.